Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 11th. Happy Resurrection Day, and I am reading from the New International Version. We are gearing up this week for Vacation Bible School, so please be in prayer for Miss Sharon and all of the staff and volunteers, and for the children as they come to learn about Jesus. We'll be doing the story of Joseph and his journey and just making parallels to how the Lord cares for us all, how he has made a plan for our salvation. And he is about our forgiveness. Today I'm going to go old school. I usually read from my phone, and today I got out my old NIV. And I love my personal Bible because I write in my Bible. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a writer. And so you may hear some turning of the pages, but that's just because I chose to go back to my beloved Bible today. So 1 Corinthians and chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 56. For the director of music, to the tune of A Dove on Distant Oaks, of David, a miktam, when the Philistines had seized him in Gath. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal men do to me? All day long they twist my words. They are always plotting to harm me. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, eager to take my life. On no account let them escape. In your anger, O God, bring down the nations. Record my lament. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offering to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. And now let's move over to the book of Ecclesiastes. We are in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, and we're reading chapter 9, verse 11 through the end of the chapter. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. I also saw under the sun this example of wisdom that greatly impressed me. There was once a small city with only a few people in it, and a powerful king came against it, surrounded it, and built huge siege works around it. Now there lived in that city a man poor but wise, and he saved the city by his wisdom. But nobody remembered that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength. But the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are no longer heeded. The quiet words of a wise man are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I had a little chuckle when I was reading the first verse of Psalm 56. It says this, "Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. When I was young, I went to Mexico for 2 years as a journeyman missionary. And before I went to Mexico, I went to a training for about 5 weeks. And there were lots of people who were doing this journeyman 2-year missions experience. And we all got training together. And one of the women who was there when it was time to say her favorite verse, she was a jokester. She said, well, my favorite verse is Psalm 56 and verse 1. Be merciful to me, God, for men hotly pursue me. She was single and she didn't have prospect of marriage at the time. It was funny and we all laughed. But in the context here, she was taking it out of context, right? David is on the run. He has been seized by men, by the Philistines in Gath, and they are pursuing his life. And in the midst of this struggle, he comes back to trust in the Lord, and it's almost like he's talking himself out of fear. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. And so as we end today, Lord, this is our mantra that we want to take with us. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word we praise and we trust and we love. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.